Kedusha. Gemara in Kedushin ends that the Zechiah wanted the father to be mol his son, to do Mila on his son. And if the father isn't Mekayim, but he doesn't do Mila, then the Chiyav falls to the Beis Din HaMechir to do it. And if Beis Din haven't done it yet, or rest of Kali Yisrael, he hasn't yet been mol when he becomes the Gadol, then he's Mechir himself to do Mila. I'd just like to speak a bit about the what exactly is the Chiyav of the father to do Mila. So, the Ramah in Darkei Moshe brings an Oz HaRuah that says that if someone is a mole, he knows how to do Mila himself, it's also for him to give his son to another person to do Mila. And the Ramah asks him that, he doesn't understand. We've got a call in Shas, in Torah, as Shlichas. You can make a Shlichas Gemeisai. So, why is it that it's also for him to give someone else to do Mila? I can bring a Shliach. So, the crazy place, Rabbeinu Eibeshitz, he wants to be mazbe the Oz HaRuah. That the pshat is that. He wants to be mazbe as the pshat is that. I've gone blank there for a minute. Let's carry on. So the Tua Shor wants to be mazbe as the pshat is that even though there's a dim shlichus, but we know that mitzvah boy goes to me b'shuchay. And zokta hachidush, this is a chidush that not only is it a maila mitzvah mufcha to do the mitzvah himself, but it's actually a mitzvah. He's mechuv to do it, and other mekayim the mitzvah de shliach. But it's like a b'di'evadika oifen of being a kind of mitzvah. A chiddush, one has to do it himself. And that's what he means. Zot the Tua Shor chiddush though, that even though there's a mitzvah bo yoyis mi'b'shuchai, of that's only, what he says, the reason that there's a mitzvah bo yoyis mi'b'shuchai is because it's like a busy for the mitzvah if you give it over to someone else. So, but that would only be if he doesn't want to do it himself. He doesn't want to do it himself for whatever reason, and he gives it over to us. That looks like he's being mevazeh the mitzvah. Oh, but if he's giving it over to us to be mechabed him, he wants to mechabed to us to the mila. But even if he knows how to do the mila, it wouldn't be a bezuyon. There wouldn't be any problem. So the shach asks that he doesn't understand how there's the olim hanoyeg. Now, even someone knows how to do Mila, gives Mila to someone else. Says the Gemara Kedushin says that there's a mitzvah on the father, and since there's a mitzvah on the father, and the chiddush of the father has to do it, and if he doesn't do it, then it falls on everyone else. But there's a mitzvah chiddush on the father. So he doesn't understand how someone who knows how to do Mila can give over the mitzvah to someone else. Revachal mitzvah say, Bishmael someone can't do Mila, so he's got no choice, he has to go to someone else. But someone who can't do Mila, he's revachal the mitzvah say. And the Tua Shor, the case, they won't ask them Zach, they don't understand. Shlichas. You could say maybe that's a bit of a Yisrael B'Shuchai. Sorry? But, yeah. They don't understand. So the Ksois, the Ksois is Malzbe, the Shach, Kasha. So it's Azwe. So he brings a Tesis Rid. They ask that, why don't we say the Kol HaMitzvot as you can do it Alidei Shliach? Yeah, Tfilin. Put Tfilin on Alidei Shliach. Tzitzis, sukkah, of which Avada you can't, but why not? So Tesis Rid answers that it's because it's a mitzvah shebegufay. Mitzvah shebegufay, you can't do a mitzvah shebegufay. You're not allowed to make a shliach. I say the Torah is mechayev you to do the mitzvah yourself. The Torah is mechayev you to put on tefillin. The fact that a shliach goes and puts on tefillin, you don't put on tefillin. Shliach yourself for something like kedushin. Yeah, where you want to be Mekadosh on, you have to, let's say you can do a Kinyan Kesef. Yeah, so he can do it for you to get the result of Kedushin. But when it comes to doing a mitzvah on your guf, that you can't make a shliach. The Ksois, that here as well, by Mila, it's a mitzvah for the son to do the Ma'aseh Mila on his son. He has to go an bimol his son, it won't help shlichus. The Gzos brings a raya for this that won't help shlichus from the Rosh. There's a very interesting Rosh in Chulin, in Perek Yisei Adam, that the Gemara there says that someone has a mitzvah, that someone has a mitzvah, a moshul. Well, the case of the Gemara is that Kisei Adam, where the Gemara says L'chachila, the Sheikhut has a mitzvah to do Kisei Adam. He's got the chit to Kisei Adam. If he doesn't do it, then someone else has to go and do it. Is not the Gemara that if someone else would come and take the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, not pshat that the Sheikhut left over and he didn't do it, because he hadn't yet got around to doing it, and someone else goes and does the mitzvah, is he has to pay a knas asara zehovim for taking away the bracha that he had. For the mitzvah, the Gemara says he doesn't have to give a knas, but for taking away the bracha which he would have made on the mitzvah. And the Rosh says that hu aldin by mila, if someone goes and is mol someone else's son, yeah, then he was going to do it. Completely, he was going to do it, and someone else comes and grabs the mitzvah, he has to pay him a knas asara zehovim for taking away his mitzvah. But Zok the Rosh, that if the father gave the mitzvah of Mila to someone else, he said someone else should do the Mila, and then someone else, another person comes and goes and does the Mila, then he wouldn't have to pay Masar Zovim, because it wasn't his mitzvah more than anyone else. He can't be kinder than Zuchus to do the mitzvah. So it wasn't his mitzvah more than anyone else, so he doesn't have to pay Masar Zovim. Ask the Ksais that if he could do the mitzvah al-idei shlicha, so this person was a shliach, so he was going to be mekayim the mitzvah, so he should still have to pay him asar zehovim. Is that the Ksais? You see from here that you can't do the mitzvah al-idei shliach. That's the Ksais. Now we find the other achronim that hold that you can't do the mitzvah al-idei shliach. So I first want to bring a raya to their shitta from Rishonim, from Rishonim, and then I'll just be mazbid that shita. We find the Gemara in Pesachim, the Rishonim that asked that why is it that in some mitzvahs we say a bracha al the mashal al mikra megillah al bedikas chametz. Some mitzvahs make a bracha al, and some mitzvahs make a bracha le haniach tefillin le hadlik ner chanukah, etc. Is the Rishonim get different truths, and I'm not going to go into all the truths that the Rishonim bring, but one of the mahalchim that the Rishonim bring is that a mitzvah which one can't do al-idei shliach, he has to do it for himself, you make a bracha la. Because la is mashma that he was ashek adro mitzvah of la, he was himself a me to do it. Whereas a mitzvah which you could do al-idei shliach, there you can make a bracha al, because that's mashma something that he mitzvah all about to do. He wasn't mitzvah dafka me to do. That's what Rishonim there say, and Rishonim there say it's a reshit riva, and the riva there says that therefore we make a bracha shek shomer says of al hamila, because how much you do it deshliach. So you see very clearly the riva holds not like what the ksoy said, and the ksoy brought a raya from the Rosh. Yeah, and but you see very clearly as the reward doesn't hold like that. He holds that you can't do this year. Should be mazbe perhaps. Why is this different to mitzvah shabagufay, which you can't do this year? What? Yeah, but yeah. But what does begufay mean? Because if you're understanding that the mitzvah is going to do the action, it's not the mitzvah shabagufay. It's like you take a lulav. It's not begufay because you're taking the lulav, but. But you're doing the mitzvah, so if you're understanding that, but you said a similar thing. I'm about to say similar. I'm going to say a similar thing. What you're saying that he by Knera that the Rosh, he understands that Enochalami the mitzvah is to do the ma'aseh the mila, but we look at the mitzvah is always to get to the result of the son being born. When it comes to mitzvah, shabagufa, a mitzvah like tefillin, the ganze mitzvah is put on tefillin. Shmer shofar. The ganze mitzvah is to hear the shofar. You have the shofar, someone else's shofar. You didn't hear the shofar. But when it comes to this mitzvah, the mitzvah is in order to get their son to be Mohr, and therefore even someone else can do it. Yeah, and for example, we find back in Nechanukah, you can get a Shliach. The halacha is that a Shliach can do it. Even though the mitzvah is to light the thing, but the mitzvah is with the aim of getting to the tachlis of the ner being lit. And then there you can do it with a Shliach. It's my havana in it. So, carry on. What seems to me to be, there's a third shitter. So far we have two shitters in understanding this mitzvah. One is, he has to do it himself, he can't make a shliach. One is, he can't make a shliach. A third shitter, we find like this. Because the Gemara in Kedushin brings the emiut, oisoy v'lo yisoh, to be made an isha, and isha isn't mechir to be mal hasam. She isn't mechir to do milut to hasam. So the Tosis that asks, that there's a Gemara in Yevamos that brings machlokes if you can do mila by night or mila dafka by day. Is the Gemara, so the fact is that al atzad can only do mila by day. Mitzvah sishas van grama. Noshim pteras. Mitzvah sishas van grama. So the fact is that the Gemara there is only going according to the Manda Oma that says mitzvah, that mila is also done by night. It's a bit schwer because we don't pass from that Manda Oma. But that's what Tosis says. Tosis read has a different character. He says like this. He says that the mitzvah isn't to do mila. The mitzvah isn't to do mila. The mitzvah is to make sure that the son gets mal, the mal. The father has a chiv to make sure that the son gets mal. That's his total chiv. And that chiv applies by night as well as by day. It applies just as much by night as by day. At night, he's got a chiv to make sure to find, to be go and find the mal, to do everything. He has got, if the mitzvah would be to be mal, and even if you can, you could make a shliach. But the mitzvah is to do the mila. The mitzvah is dafka by day. But since the mitzvah is to make sure that the son gets more, that mitzvah is even by night. And therefore it's not mitzvah zeh shel grama. Tosfos, it doesn't hold like that. Because Tosfos says that doesn't say that. Tosfos is mitzvah zeh shel grama. It's not the hamakna, as according to Tosfos read. Is you wouldn't even need to make a shliach. Because the mitzvah, it's not his he hasn't got a mitzvah to go and do the mila. He's just got a mitzvah to make sure the son gets more. So you don't even need to make a shliach. It's mekayem memele. It's mekayem memele the mitzvah. So he says, and says that Hasefa Makna also, that according to this Tosfos read, then we brought before that the Rosh says that there's a knas. Yeah, there's a knas if someone goes and takes and does the mitzvah mila as a knas for the bracha which he didn't do, there wouldn't be any knas. There wouldn't be any knas. So even the father, wants to do the mila, and someone else comes and he does the mila, there wouldn't be any knas because he didn't take away the mitzvah of the father. Other rabbi, the father's mitzvah was niskayim b'meila from the fact that the mila was done. So thirdly, you don't even need nafkin mina that you don't. Afkamina, that you wouldn't need to be mani mishliach, you don't need to make a mishliach. Afkamina also, son, ask in the come and go and do the mila. Even if the father wants to do it, son, ask and go and do it. The father hasn't got any more of a right to the mitzvah than else. His mitzvah is just, he is responsible to make sure the son gets mal. If he doesn't do it, then it falls on someone else. We find that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, they say that a cotton can do mila. It's not like so. If you say that you need to be al yedei shliach, that the father's got a chiyuv and needs to be al yedei shliach, how can a cotton do mila? A cotton isn't about shlichus. A cotton can't be a shliach. So it says you have to say that either the Gemara means by open that the father's not alive, he's not there, or he doesn't. Yeah. So therefore, there's no shlichus. Anyone can do the mila. There, a cotton can do it. Or it doesn't mean that chila cotton can do mila. It just means that if a cotton does mila, then it'll be a mila kshera. So according to what we're saying, there's no din shlichus. It's very good how cotton can do mila. Yeah. Kinder. Shkech.
By the way,
Kisei
Adam.
Yeah.
Why should we make a bracha? Isn't it that the dam should be kisei? You said that you have to do the
kissing.
The
dam
should be
kissing. No, there's a mitzvah to do kissing. There's a mitzvah to
do kissing Adam. It's the same.
Yeah. Right, if the wind blows the hammer.
He's got a mitzvah that he's kissing. I mean, why form more than
that? What do you mean? You make a bracha by mitzvah. You make a bracha by mitzvah.
If someone comes along and does kissing Adam, he takes away the bracha from the
Moshe. Yeah.